And away, we're back for hour number two of today's show. Having a good time this morning discussing a whole lot of things, 17 minutes past the hour, and you're tuned into WWGH Radio, away we go, as Jackie Gleason used to say. Now, here's something interesting about last night. I was having a phone conversation with somebody, and it was a casual conversation over the telephone, and I found myself in the middle of that conversation, and I cannot remember the context of this particular conversation, but I used a word that is so old, I don't even think anybody on the face of the earth who is still living today would use this word, and I don't remember even how I used it, but I used the word gal, G-A-L, and it came out of my mouth like a normal word. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I realized to myself, this is like a word that people use in prehistoric days. This dates back to the Pilgrim era. And I don't know where that word came from. I don't know that I've ever said gal to anybody, but somehow, yesterday, in a phone conversation, I said the word gal. Now, how that happened, I have no idea. Didn't even know that word was in my vocabulary. And is gal a bad word? Because, I mean, it's not obviously a profane word, but is it a word that girls want to be referred to? Because it's kind of strange. I don't even like to call people girls anymore, because I think they get a little offended about that. I think they like to be called women. But I'm certain they don't like to be called gal. And I don't think I called the person I was talking to gal, but I think I used it in saying something else. I think I was making a point. I think I was saying, you're not that type of gal. Which sounds, I mean, really, like I'm about two steps away from retirement home. But, boy, I'll tell you, when that came out of my mouth, it makes you step back for a second. Anyway, this morning we're talking about Marion. That's kind of where the conversation went. Marion and things to do, and are there things to do? And if you heard the callers in the first hour, what's your opinion on that? Because the phone lines are open. And remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a call back, 740-383-9944. And we heard contrasting opinions in hour number one on this. We heard from a gentleman who was upset that there weren't enough things to do in Marion. And then we heard from a lady who feels there are a lot of things to do in Marion, 74 restaurants and a lot of other things going on. What is your feeling as far as this goes? And as I say, I heard the mayor say yesterday on Voice of the People with Linda Sims that the unemployment rate in Marion is at a 50-year low. So that's interesting. And I believe he also said, and I don't want to misquote him, I was listening to the show, that the city of Marion gets its money from the income tax. So if more people are working, there's more income tax, which means more money for the city of Marion. It's interesting. So are there a lot of things to do in Marion, in your opinion? 740-383-9944. I also had somebody ask me at a dinner last week, if you could have any restaurant come to Marion, what would it be? Now, does anybody have an answer for that? We always talk about what we don't have, which I think is just the nature of any community. But if you could have any restaurant come into Marion and set up business, what would it be? 740-383-9944. It's interesting because we have this whole new wave of restaurants coming in Marion. We have the Panda Express out on 95 in front of the Office Depot. We apparently have a smoothie place coming next to Jimmy John's out on Route 95. We have Dunkin' Donuts, which now is apparently only called Dunkin', coming in next to the Carlisle restaurant on Route 95. And I believe Amato's still coming to downtown Marion. I heard more about that yesterday, coming down around where we're located here in downtown Marion. So a whole lot coming, but if you had your choice of a place to come to Marion, what would it be? 740-383-9944. Now this morning, we're also talking about places to eat in Marion other than restaurants that people don't know about. Now this conversation was spurred by the White Lily Church, which is over in Ashley. And a lot of people go there every Wednesday to eat, I think partially because of the price of the meal, which is $5, but because of the quality of the meal, which I hear is very good. Are there places like that in Marion that we do not know about? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
What I would like to see come to Marion would be an Olive Garden.
An Olive Garden. You know, that's interesting you mention that. I just got a message on the internet that somebody said the exact same thing.
I think that's a wide approval throughout Marion. And a good place for it to be would be at the corner of State and Church where the old Huntington Bank went out.
Well, that would certainly create a lot of traffic downtown. I think you're right.
I think they would appreciate that, and there's plenty of parking.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I have not spent a whole lot of time in the Olive Garden, but I always hear people going there. What, in your opinion, is it about the Olive Garden that's so good?
Well, they have a wide variety, and everything seems to be delicious. You can watch the ads on TV and see a lot of it on it. And I don't know, they're just so appreciative of your attendance.
What kind of food in general do they have?
I think it's mostly Italian.
Really?
But they have a variety of many different nationalities.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. I've heard a lot of people say that, and like I said, I just heard it on the internet, so I think that's a very good answer. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. And also, there was an old song for me and my gal.
Or was there?
I can't remember who it was by.
I couldn't.
But I'm 90 years old, so I can remember it well, but I can't remember who it was sung by.
Well, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you sticking with us every morning here.
And another thing, I think if it was advertised more on your radio, things going around, on in Marion, like the music club is every month, and it's very entertaining.
Well, you know, I agree with you because I know there's a Marion Recital Club, and there's so much stuff going on that I don't think we know about. Now, I'm glad we got this flyer yesterday from the Morrill Church because I don't think people would know about that event.
Mm-hmm.
So I do hope more people show up with the stuff here because, unfortunately, local talk radio besides us right now, I don't think there is any.
It doesn't seem like there's enough,
unfortunately,
advertising in advance. We hear about it after it's over.
I think you're right. I think that does happen a lot. But no, I think you're right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's right. And if you ever want to advertise something, if we are not here, if it's outside of business hours, because I know everybody can't make it, just slide it under the door. We'll get it. Slide it right under the door. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if anybody mentioned the Fazoli's.
A Fazoli's? You know, I've never been to a Fazoli's. What kind of restaurant is that?
It's kind of like Italian.
Oh, it's an Italian place, too.
Yeah, they have a lot of different things. There's one over at Mansfield, and I don't know if Columbus still has one. And stuff, and you get a lot of different food, so. But it's mostly Italian.
So a Fazoli's probably would go over well here in Marion. You know, I was trying to think, if Olive Garden is Italian and Fazoli's is Italian, what Italian restaurants we have here. Now, I know we have The Warehouse, and I know we have Sans Soda's, which I think still does very well. Fazoli's has good food, huh?
Yes, and they have a drive-through. I don't think Olive Garden does, and I would say they'd be a little bit cheaper.
Oh, okay.
They have good food. Lima had one, and I haven't been over there for a while, but yeah, their food's good.
That's interesting. Well, hey, thank you for the call.
Goodbye.
All right, the phone lines are open. Remember, if the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944, the phone lines are open. And as I say, if you ever have something to promote, even if you don't have a flyer, even if it's something you have written on a piece of paper, if you come up here and we're not here, just slide it under the door, and we will get it the next day. I think that's how this church brochure showed up. Or you can email us. If you have email capabilities, just go to the website, wwgh1071.com, and you can email us. My email, scott@wwgh1071.com. I like to get the emails. But what would you like to see come to Marion? Apparently, it's Italian right now. Fazoli's, Olive Garden. Now, I've never eaten at a Fazoli's, and I was trying to think the other day. Now, this will sound awful because there's so much talk about the Olive Garden. I don't think I've ever been to an Olive Garden. I know it's talked about all the time, and I'm sure at some point I must have been to an Olive Garden, but if I was, I don't remember it. I have no memory of it. I don't know why. But I don't think I've ever been to the Olive Garden. And when I hear that they serve Italian food, that really makes me think that I've never been there, because I don't remember having any Italian food at any Olive Garden. But I know that's always been a popular choice to come into Marion. Any other places, if you could have your choice, if you could have your, if you could have anything come into Marion, food-wise, what would it be? We've got Olive Garden and Fazoli's so far. What might be something else? 740-383-9944. Also talking about places to eat in Marion. This is the theme this morning, food. Places to eat in Marion that are not restaurants. Kind of like the White Lily Chapel over in Ashley. Obviously, that's not a restaurant. That's a church. And they have great food. And they're packed every Wednesday because of it. Is there a place in Marion that does a similar thing, or Caledonia, or Green Camp, Richwood, LaRue, where you can go and get a meal like that, that's really good food, that people don't know about? Any suggestions? Give me a call. Or does anybody know the name of that restaurant in Caledonia, which has live performances, which has kind of rejuvenated Caledonia? I could not believe when I was over there on a Saturday night, not all that many months ago, and saw all these cars up and down the street in Caledonia. I had never seen such a congregation in Caledonia for so many years. So what is that restaurant over there that's driving all the business in Caledonia? And I know there's also, I believe it's a Dollar General store that opened up in Caledonia that's doing very well, where people can shop over there for little items like milk and little food items, to where they don't have to come to Marion. You know, you think about that. Gas prices are up a little bit, and some people don't drive, and some people don't like to drive long distances, especially in winter months. Maybe they don't want to drive all the way over to Marion. So a little store like that, a Dollar General or a Family Dollar or whatever it might be in these little communities, they go over very well. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. If you have any of these things you want to talk about, it'd be interesting to discuss. Now, the other topic earlier on was haunted. There's a lot of talk in Marion, especially as we get closer and closer to Halloween, about places that are haunted. Now, as I've said, I've never seen a ghost. I don't know. It's above my head, I guess. But we've all heard about the Gypsy Queen. We've all heard about the Merchant Ball. We've all heard about the YMCA, the old YMCA, and a floor being haunted there because a gentleman possibly being killed there. There's a house, which I wish I could remember the name of this house, that's somewhere between Greenwood Street and Presidential Avenue, in that area, there between the library and the middle school. There's supposedly a house there that's haunted. And I don't even know if anybody lives there right now. But I've never heard the story of the haunted nature of that house. I know it's been occupied over the years. I don't know if it's because so many people have moved in and out of the house that it's haunted. I don't know. Has anybody heard any stories about that house? Or do they know where that house is or what it's called? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's really the only house in Marion that I can think of that really kind of has that haunted mystique. But the other question is, do you have any haunted stories? Have you ever seen anything you can't explain? And maybe even haunted is the wrong word. Maybe it's things you can't explain that you've seen that you'd like to share with us. Those are interesting. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. When you hear these things, it's fun to kind of discuss them. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
The house you're talking about here in Greenwood?
Yes.
I don't know the name of it either. It's on the east side, north of Greenwood. It's a big old house. And they said for years there was haunted. And as you said, there have been a lot of people in and out of it.
Not
in the winter or else. But that's about the only thing I've ever heard about it. But they've never really said anything about ghosts or anything. They said it was haunted.
Now, have you ever heard what's going on there that makes it haunted or why the people are moving in and out?
Yeah, I could never find out. Nobody wants to talk about it.
So it's on the corner of Greenwood and which street?
You're going north off of Mount Vernon Avenue. Going up Greenwood. It's a big white house there on the corner.
So it's on the corner of...
Right past the corner. It's a big white house right past the corner.
So it's right there on Mount Vernon and...
If you're coming off of Mount Vernon, go north on Greenwood. And then it's there on the east side.
Okay. So it's right as you're going up toward Grant
Center
Middle
Street.
School. Center
yeah,
Street.
Yeah, you're going up toward Center Street.
Okay. Okay.
But,
well, maybe somebody knows about it. Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, I never heard too much about it.
Oh, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, see, I've heard that, too. See, that's the house. I think it was a White House. And a lot of people have moved in and out of this house over the years, and it remains to be a house that people think is haunted. Now, does anybody know why it's said to be haunted? That's what I don't know. I don't know what allegedly has happened there that has made this a haunted house over the years. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now that we kind of have the idea of where this house is located at the intersection there on 95, big wide house. And it had a family name, too, at one point. Because I remember people calling it the Something House. And I don't know what it was. But there have been stories about this house for years and years and years that it's haunted. But I'm not sure... what it is. I'm not sure what makes it haunted. I'm not sure what the haunted stories are there. Does anybody know? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. I certainly would love to know more about this house because hearing about it for many years, it would be interesting to know what all the hubbub has been about. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. Or if you know of any other places in Marion that you think might be haunted. Now, does anybody else know who's putting the pennies on the Gypsy Queen's grave out in St. Mary's Cemetery? We talked a little bit about this earlier. I think I know who does it, but I don't want to say it because it might not be that person. But has anybody else heard who puts those pennies on the Gypsy Queen's grave, keeps that grave up out in St. Mary's Cemetery? Any thoughts on that? Or, as I say, what restaurant would you like to see come into Marion? We've heard of Fazoli's this morning in the Olive Garden. Or, are there any interesting places in Marion to eat that are kind of out-of-the-way places? Kind of like the White Lily Chapel in Ashley. Just interesting things to talk about here this morning. 740-383-9944. And still, you know, I like to talk about this apple butter because this has been a long-running topic here on the morning show the last few days. We talked about the apple butter at the Cracker Barrel, and I do agree that they do have good apple butter. But the store-bought apple butter that you would buy in the big markets is just not very good to me. It's too rich. But the question has been, do you use brown sugar in apple butter? See, I think you do because that's what gives it the darker color. Are there any chefs out there who would know the answers to this? Any professional cooks? Because I can't pinpoint to this point, because we had the conversation on Friday that went on forever and ever. What exactly is in apple butter? Now, I think we got to the point where you boil down apple cider, and then you have to put cinnamon in it. But I would think there'd have to be more to it than that. Do you put apples in it? Do you put applesauce in it? What goes in the concoction to make apple butter? And where can you get good apple butter outside of the Cracker Barrel? Because that is good apple butter. 740-383-9944. Is there anybody out there still putting up apple butter? Still canning it? That used to be one of the most popular things to can, was apple butter. So that's a topic. What restaurants would you like to see come to Marion? What places are there to eat outside of restaurants in the area? Or do you have any haunted stories or any stories of interesting things that are out of the ordinary that we cannot explain? We love hearing those type of stories. Those are stories that get passed down generation to generation to generation in families, and they're always good stories. And it doesn't have to be something you saw or that you know about. Maybe it's something your grandfather, your grandmother, your mother, your father, an aunt or uncle passed down to you. I don't know. Interesting stuff. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. We'll get you up on the air here on WWGH Radio on this morning here. 38 coming up on 39 minutes past the hour. There's a story this morning that I wanted to read. It's a bizarre story. But here we go. I'm going to try to get this in here. British police have arrested a 66-year-old man. Oh, hold on. We're going to take the phone call. Then we're going to come back to this. So stay tuned. Don't go too far. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scotty.
Yes.
The old Camp Owens, way back when, there was a house out there where, and they called it Headless Hattie's House, where supposedly the man killed his wife, cut her head off, hair in chains, and she would at night travel up and down the stairs and carry her head under her shoulder. That was back in the 50s, 60s, and the house was there for a long time. I had an aunt and uncle that lived in there for a while, and they didn't stay long because they kept her and chains. They never saw her anything, but it's her chains and her going up down the steps. So maybe somebody remembers that.
Oh, the old Headless Hattie.
Yeah, it was called Headless Hattie.
Oh, well, we'll see if anybody remembers that.
Yeah, it was out there by the old Camp Owens.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Yep.
You know, come to think of it, I have heard that name, Headless Hattie, before. I know that's been a Marion story for a while. Does anybody know anything about Headless Hattie? It's always been an interesting story. So Headless Hattie, does anybody know, is the Headless Hattie house still around? What was the story with Headless Hattie? Was it because a husband beheaded her? What an awful thing that would be. Does anybody know anything about the story of Headless Hattie? That would be interesting to know. I've heard it, but I don't know what the story is. I've never done any research or read up on it. So does anybody have any input on Headless Hattie? 740-383-9944. Again, the Merchant Ball, Gypsy Queen, the old YMCA on Church Street. All these places that over the years have allegedly been the activity of haunted or unexplained behavior or near-death experiences. You know, here's the thing with me on the ghosts. See, if ghosts are people who have been here, who are still here, here's why I don't like this. Because when I die, I don't necessarily know that I want to be hanging around a place that I've been. I think I'd rather be in like retirement at that point. I don't know that I want to come back and scare people who move into the house that I live into, that I live after I'm gone. That's the whole thing about me and ghosts. And I've never seen a ghost, and I've never had a near-death experience. So maybe one day that will happen. Maybe I will see a ghost, or I will have a near-death experience, and it'll change my whole perspective on this. But that's my thing. I don't want to be hanging around in the afterlife looking for people or watching people or all that. That, to me, seems like a lot of work. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Also talking about Headless Hattie here. Give me a call if you know anything about that or any of the other long-range Marian folk tales. I guess you would call them folk tales about haunted things here in town. Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. 43 minutes past the hour. Okay, here's the funny story I wanted to get to. Just kind of an out-of-the-way story here this morning. British police have arrested a 66-year-old man in connection with the theft of a solid gold toilet from a palace west of London. The toilet, titled America, is a work of art by the 58-year-old Italian artist Masario Catiline. It had been installed for an exhibition at England's Bellarmine Palace earlier this week. Bellarmine Palace confirmed the theft in a statement posted on Twitter. "We are saddened by this extraordinary event, but also relieved no one was hurt," the statement said. "We are grateful to our staff and to the Thames Valley Police for their rapid and brave reactions. The police believe a group of thieves used at least two vehicles to accomplish this task. They broke in overnight and left the scene around 4:50 a.m. local time. The toilet, worth, by some estimates, up to $1.25 million, was connected to the plumbing of the building. As a result, its removal caused extensive damage. Bellarmine Palace, a World Heritage Site and the birthplace of Winston Churchill, announced Saturday that it would be closed for the day." All right. Closed for the day because of the golden toilet being stolen. Oh, my goodness. 740-383-9944. Now, see, here's the thing in life. Why would you need a golden toilet? Why would you even hook up a golden toilet to plumbing? Is that a work of art? A golden toilet? I mean, that is, to me, a very bizarre story. And what would you do with a golden toilet? Oh, my goodness. Can you believe this thing? There's a picture of it here. I wish you could see it. I mean, it's just solid gold. Ridiculous. But it's $1.25 million. This thing's worth $1.25 million. How do you steal something like that? Nobody noticed. I mean, it happened overnight, but they didn't have a security guard there. Listen, when you have a toilet worth more than $1 million, you've got to have a security guard. You can't fool around. See, next somebody's going to steal the $500,000 hair dryer. The strange things that go on around the world. Any comments on that? 740-383-9944. I just thought that'd be an interesting story for you this morning. 740-383-9944. Or any more comments on anything else we've been talking about? 47 minutes past the hour. Haunted things in Marion, near-death experiences, places you'd like to see come to Marion to eat. Any more thoughts on the apple butter? Those are the things kind of on the table this morning. 740-383-9944. Now, I told you we had kind of a whole new brand of trivia questions here that I got together and drew up last night that have to do with breakfast, which is called the most important meal of the day. Breakfast, the most important meal of the day. So, here are some questions in regard to breakfast. We're going to get to this momentarily. Let's see here. What's our first question? Okay, what we're going to do here is give you the slogan for the cereal, and you tell me what the cereal is. You know, all cereals have famous slogans. Okay, here we go. The cereal shot from guns. Does anybody know what that is? That was the slogan of a particular cereal. Does anybody know what that is? The cereal shot from guns. I'd never heard of that one. Never heard of that slogan. But that was the slogan for a cereal. Does anybody know what that is? Here's another one for you. Stays crunchy even in milk. Does anybody know what that slogan is for? Now remember, these are all breakfast cereals. Here's another one. Oh, maybe somebody knows the answer. This could be an answer on its way. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Quaker Puffed Oats?
For the, the cereal shot from guns.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Quaker Puffed Rice. Now, do you remember that slogan?
Yeah, I think I do.
I couldn't. I was wrecking my brain trying to figure the cereal shot from guns. I had never heard that.
Okay.
Well, hey, I thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, we've got it. The cereal shot from guns was Quaker Puffed Rice, which I have no memory of that particular slogan. Okay. Now, does anybody know the answer to the other slogan? Stays crunchy even in milk. That was the slogan of a breakfast cereal. Does anybody know what that was? Stays crunchy even in milk. I'll give you another one, since we've got the first one. Kid tested, mother approved. Does anybody know what that is? A breakfast cereal. So those are the two. Kid tested, mother approved, stays crunchy, even in milk. Go ahead, caller.
Is that Grape Nuts?
Not Grape Nuts. That's a good guess, though.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. It was not Grape Nuts. The two slogans are stays crunchy, even in milk, and the other one is kid tested, mother approved. Those are slogans for cereals. Does anybody know what they are? Kid tested, mother approved, stays crunchy, even in milk. It's weird because I thought the cereal shot from guns would be the most difficult one. But we got that one right off the bat, Quaker Puffed Rice. But the other two I thought would be easier, apparently are not. Okay, the two slogans, stays crunchy even in milk. Does anybody know what cereal that was? Or kid tested, mother approved. Does anybody know what that cereal was? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, and remember, if you get a busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. 52 minutes past the hour. Oh, and I wanted to get this in too. See, we run out of time too quickly here on the show this morning. We did this back in the summer where I would read two lines of a song and then you would have to come up with the next two lines of a song. And we did this like with eight songs. But there was one that we did not get the answer to that I when I was looking through some papers this morning. So maybe we'll get back to this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, like the mother approved. Is that Kix?
Yep. Kid tested, mother approved is Kix. Now, did you like Kix cereal? Kix cereal was my favorite cereal, I think, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kix cereal was very delicious. Well, I thank you for giving us the answer.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's right. Kid tested, mother approved was Kix. Do you remember the big orange box? See, here's my dream in life. Because I like Kix, but it's not, I don't keep Kix in the house. I couldn't even tell you the last time I ate Kix. But I want somebody to show up at my house. Well, obviously somebody I know. You don't want strangers showing up. But I would like somebody to show up one morning and prepare Kix and toast. And just have it ready when I get up, and that way I can eat it before I come in here and entertain Marion. Wouldn't that be nice? See, that would be a good Samaritan. Just, or maybe, you know, they could even bring the bowl of Kix here. Now, we do not have milk here, and we don't have a toaster here, but there's something about Kix cereal in milk with toast, toast and butter, that's delicious. See, that person would quickly become my favorite person if something like that happened. I don't know why, but that's the way it... Maybe it's the orange box, because Kix is not really what you would call... It's not a sugary cereal, but anyway. Kid tested, mother approved was Kix. All right, we still don't have... Stays crunchy even in milk. Does anybody know what that one was? Stays crunchy even in milk. Now, I'll add another one since we got the Kix. Follow my nose, it always knows. Does anybody know what that cereal is? Follow my nose, it always knows. That's a slogan for a cereal. So the two on the table right now, stays crunchy, even in milk, or follow my nose, it always knows. 740-383-9944. These are questions about breakfasts. Now, as I was saying, in the summer, we did this thing where I would give you two lines of a song, and then you would have to give me the next two lines. And I found one of these songs that we did not get answered in the summer. I don't know why. We've got all the other ones answered. And this is an easier one than I think some of the others. Now, here's the two lines that I'm going to give you, and then you just have to give me the next two lines. So here we go. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine, that girl can sure enough make my little light shine. Now, does anybody know the next two lines of that song? Now, see, that is a weird two lines to begin with when you read them out of context. But this is one of the most popular songs of all time. Does anybody know the next two lines of this song? And I think you'll be, if you don't know the name of this song, you'll be surprised to learn that this is the song. Because I don't think people pay attention to the lyrics. But the two lines are, eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine, that girl can sure enough make my little light shine. What's the next two lines of that song? One of the most popular songs of all time. Played everywhere. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the next two lines of that song are? Very popular song. Does anybody know the slogans? What cereal had the slogan, "Stays crunchy even in milk," and the other one, "Follow my nose, it always knows"? What cereal is that a slogan for? 740-383-9944. "Follow my nose, it always knows, and stays crunchy even in milk." Does anybody know? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I have a jar of apple butter here from Cooper's Mill in Bucyrus. And it says that the contents are apples, apple juice, cinnamon, and this one's got honey in it. That's all that's in apple butter.
So it's cinnamon?
Yeah. Apples, apple juice, and cinnamon.
Apples, apple juice, and cinnamon, and that's and a little bit of honey, and that's all there is to the contents of apple butter.
Yes, and this Cooper's Mill, they make it right there. It is absolutely delicious. They make all their jellies. If people haven't been there, they ought to go up there.
Now, where is Cooper's Mill located?
It's on the main drag as you're going into Bucyrus, going out towards the hospital on the right-hand side.
Oh, okay. Now, what kind of, do they just do things like that, preservatives?
Oh, they've got everything.
Okay,
they've got fresh donuts, candies, meats, deli, they've got a deli now, and cheeses, and all kinds of berries you can buy frozen. It's a nice place to go.
Oh.
And they do take tours if people call in. I've taken groups up there before.
Now, go ahead.
And they take tours where they make the jelly. They show you how it's done. It's very interesting.
Huh. Now, is this a lighter color of apple butter?
No.
No, it's dark color.
Yes, this is dark.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Cooper's Mill up in Bucyrus.
Yes, it's a nice place to go.
Why?
It really is.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, see, that's the type of information we like here on the morning show. 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. We can probably fit one more phone call in. If you'd like to call in, does anybody know? Does anybody want to impart any information? I'll take any information on apple butter. But does anybody know the slogans of these cereals? Stays crunchy even in milk. Does anybody know what cereal that is the slogan for? Or "Follow my nose, it always knows"? Does anybody know? We got two today. The cereal shot from guns was Quaker Puffed Rice, and Kid Tested Mother Approved was Kix. But we do not know the other two. This will be the last call today. Remember, Voice of a People, 4 o'clock today, and Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5, and the Adam the Computer Guy show at 2 o'clock. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, would that Fruit Loops for Follow Your Nose?
It is Fruit Loops. "Follow my nose, it always knows." That is Fruit Loops.
Okie dokie.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Remember the pelican from Fruit Loops? I think that's where that came from. Was he a pelican? I think he was a pelican. But "Follow my nose, it always knows." That's the Fruit Loop cereal. Okay, we're done for the day, but we'll come back and do it again tomorrow, 8:10 to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today, 2 to 3. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 until 6. Plus much more great programming. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio.
Of a yell, war cry, yell.
And the grand prize game. Oh, my goodness. How could we ever forget that?
Yeah. I would drive the my producer crazy sometimes. We always had to start with this, which was, "Are you up for lots of fun and fabulous